AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Israel says it's achieved air superiority over Iran and could fly over the capital without facing major threats. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says there's a possibility of both radiological and chemical contamination within Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility.
At a briefing in Vienna, Rafael Grossi says levels outside the complex are presently normal,
indicating no external radiological impact to the population or the environment from this event.
The IAEA chief stresses, however, that within the facility, there's both radiological and chemical contamination.
The radiation, primarily consisting of alpha particles, poses a significant danger if uranium is inhaled or ingested.
Grossi's main concern inside the complex is the chemical toxicity of a gas called uranium hexafluoride. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP's Julie Walker reports on flash flooding, killing 5 people in West Virginia.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain Saturday night killed 5 people in northern West Virginia, and rescue crews on Sunday were searching for people who were missing as authorities assessed damage to roads, bridges, natural gas lines, and other infrastructure. Over the weekend, Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl spoke with WTRF from the scene.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek, sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Boston Red Sox traded slugger Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants on Sunday in a deal that could shake up pennant races on both coasts. This is AP News. Spahn navigated the worst of wet Oakmont to win the U.S. Open. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
I tried to just continue to dig deep. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life.
The 34-year-old overcame a 5-over start on the front nine to finish birdie-birdie after a 65-foot putt capped his final round 2-over 72 to claim the 125th U.S. Open at rainy Oakmont.
I dug very deep on the back nine and you know, things went my way and here we are with the trophy.
Spahn won by 2 shots over Robert McIntyre. He was the only player under par at 1 under 279. Sunday's round featured a rain delay of 1 hour 37 minutes.
That break was actually the key for me to winning this tournament.
5 players were tied for the lead with 1 hour to go, including 54-hole leader Sam Burns, who shot 78. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.